Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome back to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in our fourth episode talking about suffering for righteousness' sake. It's a theme that we've been seeing through 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Today we're in the last verse of that, verse 17, that says this: "For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil."
Okay, so this is the, we talked about last episode, we got to be all in. Mm-hmm. We have to have the right heart. And the reason why, he says, is because it is better. Now, what he says is better is, again, that if, may not have to, but if we have to suffer for doing right, then doing what is wrong. It's better. Why? Because there's a blessing.
Yeah.
That he talked about back in verse, 13. Why? What's the blessing? Well, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his face is upon the evil.
Yeah.
Back in verse 12. You know, so again, don't lose sight of the context
the
here,
theme,
but it's he's been laying out the case for it is better all along. Now he's going to tell you why you need to do this, because it is better. I've been laying out the case. Now I'm going to tell you point blank that it is.
Yeah, it's better to suffer for doing good if that should be God's will. I think it's important to note that that God's will is not for us to suffer. It's not that, you know, when you're a Christian now, so now you have to suffer, you know, because he tells us earlier, if you should suffer. It's not that everyone's going to suffer or that that's God's will that we all suffer. It's God's will that we do good, that we do right.
Even if it means suffering.
Right, even if it means suffering. And that's a big distinction to make, mm-hmm. is that, you know, I think one of the most powerful things
God saying
about
God, if that brings you suffering, so be it.
Yeah. I think one of the most powerful things about God that I guess I just started thinking about in this term is that the Lord can use things in this world that he didn't will to happen, that he didn't want to happen, but he can still use those things to accomplish his will and turn them around for good, which I think is crazy, you know, and that's part of, you know, being all-knowing, is that you can kind of turn those situations around. But that's what the Lord does. And we're in a imperfect, sinful world that the Lord didn't want to happen. But because it's here, sometimes that means suffering. But even if in that suffering the Lord wants us, it's the Lord's will that we should do good instead of doing evil.
Yeah, because that's better than suffering from doing what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than do wrong, rather than do evil, again, notice this contrast, and that word doing, again, is the idea of making it happen. So it's better to make right happen than to make wrong happen. And what ultimately is the message in 1 Peter is that you may, if you do good, not always, but you may suffer for doing good. If you do, it'll be at the hands of men. It'll be a short, temporary thing.
Yeah.
If you suffer for doing wrong, it may be at the hands of men. It will definitely be at the hands of God for eternity. And so if God is causing our suffering, it's going to be way worse than if it's man caused. Because, you know, we talked about the letting our minds roam to the worst possible scenario. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the worst possible scenario, is that we suffer at the hands of God.
Yeah. And that's, of course, that's the consistent theme here, is you've essentially got two options. You can do good and maybe suffer from the world. You can do evil and definitely suffer from God, you know. And so it's kind of a, you know, choose which path you're going to go down. If you ever, I know you've read those, like pick your path books, you
choose
know,
choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Where depending, you know, it's like, if you choose this, then go to page 79 or whatever. Well, this is kind of that same thing of, you know, here's where it is and you get to choose where it's at. But Peter's been very clear about, here's the two clear decisions, and here's the one that's clearly better, but because we live in and have free will, you have to make that choice for yourself.
Yeah, he didn't just give you the choice, but he tells you what's going to be the outcome of those. Yeah. Like when I was reading those books as a little boy, sometimes I wasn't ready to turn my light off and go to sleep at night. So I would actually, it would say, turn to page 127 if you do this, turn to page 292 if you do this. And I would go to both of those pages and look and see which was the best alternative. Yeah. And that's the path I would go. Well, that's what he's doing. He's pulling back the curtain and saying, "All right, here's the two paths. You can make evil happen. You can make good happen. Here's what the outcomes of those mm-hmm. are going to be. The outcome of doing good is you might suffer. You might not. You're going to be rewarded by God. If you do what's evil, you are going to suffer definitely by the hands of God. So it makes it a little bit easier. So even if it is doing good brings suffering, even if that is the case, it's still God's will for you to do good. And we can't say, well, God will understand why I didn't choose, you know, to make this good happen, or why I didn't choose that, or why I chose to do that evil thing.
Yeah.
He's not going to accommodate that because he wants us to do what's right. And ultimately, it's better to suffer at the hands of men than it is God.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you have the conclusion before you get there, but you still have to make that decision.
That's right.
He's looking into the future, but that's still something that, you know, the Lord won't choose that for you. And nobody else can make that decision for you. No one else can pursue righteousness for you or pursue good for you. That's something that that's a commitment that you have to make mm-hmm. for yourself. And that's why I think the gravity of the situation is here, and why Peter's making such an emphasis on that fact.
Yeah, and we try to escape sufferings while we don't want to do good and do evil, but even Christ suffered, and that's what he's going to talk about in the next section.
Yeah. So we hope that this has been a good study for you, something that you can take and dive deeper into God's Word with as you study in your own time. We thank you for joining us today on Scripture Spotlight, that you'd take 5 to 10 minutes every day and dive into God's Word together on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.